Hey there, English speakers, and welcome to another very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I am your host and teacher, Jesse, and it is my mission and my goal to help you understand how well you speak English and to empower you to speak with complete clarity, confidence, and control so that you can say what you want to say and how you want to say it. Boy, do I have a good topic for you today. Now, this is a good topic no matter where your current level is in English. Well, I mean, I guess if you're a beginner, it will not be a good topic because it's only in English and you should be able to understand what I say. But if you are an intermediate level or advanced level speaker, I think today's episode will be eye-opening for you. By the way, that's a great expression to hunt. It will be eye-opening for you. It will be revealing. It will be powerful. You will learn and grow from it if you take the lessons from it and actually implement them in your life and your daily routine. Real quick, a few things. Wherever you're watching this, please be sure if there's an option there, whether you're watching on Spotify or iTunes or anything, give us a rating. I would love a maximum rating, but I do want you to be honest, and a review so that other people can see the way that the More Than English podcast is affecting you. If you don't know how to leave a review, then let me know on Facebook at Jesse James Sweet or LinkedIn, and I will send you to the Eagle Method page on Facebook, which I encourage you to like and follow, and you can leave a review there. But aside from that, by the way, you can also, you're invited to join the English Speaking Mastery for Business and Life Facebook group. That's an awesome community. And we learn together, we grow together, we share together. And it's a great community to be in. But anyway, let's get into the lesson today. Now, I want to talk about what your next step is and really what part of English you should focus on, right? A lot of people tell me, a lot of people, especially here in Spain, they want to work on their pronunciation. Pronunciation is a big thing. I want to work on my pronunciation. I want to sound like a native speaker, right? How do I improve my pronunciation? And I'm going to tell you a short answer. That way you can take it and then leave and go about your day if you're super busy. And then we're going to go in a little more in depth and take a bigger look and a bigger perspective at this question, right? Because it's not only about pronunciation. The question isn't pronunciation, right? And we'll get into that. But let's take a look at the short answer. We've been here for almost 4 minutes now. So if you have to go, let me just tell you, if that's what you really want, then yes, you should work on pronunciation. If that's what you really want, then by all means, do what you want. You want to work on your pronunciation, then work on your pronunciation. You want to improve your pronunciation to try to sound more native, then improve your pronunciation by all means. And really, a little technique, a little strategy that I teach in the Eagle Method, it's called shadowing. Shadowing, shadowing. And by the way, I'm not editing that out, so you can be encouraged to hear my mistakes and to be encouraged with your own mistakes to just overlook them and continue with your message, right? Rather than focus on the mistake, right? But shadowing, essentially improving pronunciation comes down to muscle memory. And I want you to write that down. If you're at a place where you can write and take notes, muscle memory. Write down muscle memory. And that's all pronunciation is, right? That's why they say, you know, after 7 years, like after 7 years old, you can't sound like a native speaker. I mean, that's kind of bullshit because, sorry for my language, but it is. I've met people who have started learning English a lot later in life and they have terrific pronunciation, right? It's a limiting belief. Maybe it will not be as easy. Maybe it will, you will not sound as native, whatever that means, but you can absolutely have good pronunciation after, you know, even learning in your adult years, right? But essentially, it comes down to muscle memory. The older we get, the stronger our muscles are in our way of speaking. For example, my Spanish pronunciation, it sounds very American because I haven't worked on building those muscles, right? And the muscle we want to work first is our brain, right? Is our mind and telling us that this is a different language. So let me move my native pronunciation aside and try to listen to the actual language in your target language and follow with your mouth. So step one, you know, move your native language aside and try to just absorb what you hear in your target language. In this case, for most of my listeners, are English, right? Listen to English and how it sounds. That's step one. Step two, control your muscles in your throat, in your mouth, your tongue, your cheeks, even the breath, the strength and the amount of breath that comes out, right? And it's being aware of those and controlling those based on what you want to sound like, right? Let's take that. Based on what you want to sound like. Based on what you want to sound like. If you want to shadow me and follow me there, based on what you want to sound like. You see how it's kind of a rhythm based on what you want to sound like. And then the more you copy that, the more you work those muscles out, the more they will start to get used to sounding the way you want them to sound. Right? That's just it. But first it comes into our mind that you have to tell yourself, okay, listen, this is going to feel fake at first, but just keep at it until it sounds natural. If you want to work on your pronunciation, I suggest that. And step three is just repetition, repetition, repetition. So step one, observe how the language really sounds. Step two, follow it and shadow it and copy it with the pattern, with the rhythm, with the sounds. Control your muscles to sound that way and to copy what you hear. And step three, just repeat. Repeat at least three times, but the more times the better. Just practice. Repeat physically, not just in your head. Repeat physically. Get those muscles engaged, right? Even as you're repeating me. Even as you're repeating me. Even as you're repeating me, right? You just keep repeating, 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 right? And then it will come. So those are three simple steps to improve your pronunciation. Now let's go a level deeper and let's see if pronunciation really is what you want to work on. So here's an exercise I suggest to do. Take your voice recorder, maybe on your phone or on a computer, and record yourself talking for 30 seconds or a minute on whatever, on a book you just read, or a film you just watched, or a series that you just watched, or, you know, what you just did today, whatever. Talk about something for 30 seconds to a minute. Then put your phone down, go get a drink of water, go get a snack, whatever. Have some space there, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's enough, right? Then come back and listen to what you just recorded. And I want you to listen with a real objective mind, right? Think about, can you understand what you're saying? How does this person feel? Disconnect yourself. Don't think, how do I feel? How do I sound? No, you're listening now. How does this person in the recorder sound? Are they communicating? Right? Is pronunciation really the main issue that they should be working on? Because guess what? Maybe you need to work on some basic grammar skills. Forget advanced grammar. The most advanced grammar, and this is true, write this down, the most advanced grammar that you can learn, the most effective advanced grammar, is to use the simple basic grammar well. That's the same in language and it's the same in life. Master the basics, right? So maybe it's that. Maybe pronunciation isn't your main concern yet. Maybe intonation is more of a concern for you. That's more at the advanced stages. Maybe you need actually more types of natural expressions. So once you identify what you really want, then what you need to work on, then it's a matter of, as in the ego method, as I teach, hunting for that specific area. So for specific expressions to better explain yourself, for grammar to help you improve, to help you describe what you want to say, right? So that's first, right? Decide if the pronunciation is really what you want. And even a layer deeper, what do you really want? Right? Now that you've identified, and you should probably do this first, actually. This is kind of reversed. It's backwards. But first, think about what you really want. Okay, I really want, you might tell me, I really want to improve my pronunciation. Then I will ask you, why? Right? I'll tell you what, if you connect with me on Facebook and we have a short conversation about your English and about, you know, how I can help you, which, by the way, you're free to connect with me either on email or on Facebook or LinkedIn or anywhere, but I will ask you a few questions. I will ask you two questions at first. Number one question, and you can get ready with your answer right now, I will ask you, what is your goal with English? What do you really want? Why is this important to you? What do you want it for? That's number one. Number two question I will ask is, where do you currently feel stuck in your English? Like, where do you feel stuck? Where do you feel like that place is where you just can't seem to get over? I'm going to ask you those. And if those are not clear, I'm going to ask more, because I can't help you until you know those two questions. You know your answers to those two questions. You need to know what you want. So, meaning, what do you want, right? I want a promotion at this job. I want to pass this job interview. I want to be able to go out and meet people because I live in an English-speaking country. I want to be able to start my YouTube channel this year, but I'm scared. I want to find clients in English, and I don't want them to think that I don't know what I'm talking about because, you know, I can't speak English well. I have a lot of value. I want to find English-speaking clients. I want to find English speaking people to work for and to help. This is what you really want. These are examples of things that you really want. And then when you know what you really want and you know where your weaknesses really are, maybe you need to polish that basic grammar. Maybe you need more expressions. Maybe it is pronunciation. If people can't understand it, if you're listening to that recording and you're like, what the hell did I just say? Like, I can't even understand that and I said it. You know, then maybe pronunciation is, you know, a top priority, right? So understand what you want. Understand where your blocks really are. And by the way, understand what you really want to build relationships, to feel confident, to talk to clients, to feel confident talking to clients or suppliers, to feel confident looking for clients and having confidence in how you can serve them, to start a YouTube channel, to start a podcast. You need confidence to communicate that confidence, right? And then from there, we hunt for the language that we need to improve, that we need to strengthen, based on the four pillars of fluency that I teach in the Eagle Method. The confidence and clarity, pronunciation and intonation, vocabulary and expressions, and grammar and style. If you want a lesson on the four pillars of fluency, let me know and I will send that to you. It's a short lesson that will give you an understanding about what these four pillars of fluency are. And that's it. This is the answer to how to improve your pronunciation. And more importantly, should you focus on your pronunciation, right? That's something you have to answer within yourself. And if you need help, you need some guidance, I am here to connect with you, to help you. I have resources. Go back and listen to past episodes of the podcast. I have a masterclass to share with you. I have my English Mastery Lab. It's a membership that we have weekly Fluency Builder lessons guiding you through the four pillars of fluency, guiding you through how you can improve and feel real progress in your English. And also for those who have real serious urgent needs and you really want some fast results, I also do coaching and help you personally reach your goals to improve your life, improve your career, to make more money, to make a more impact. So let me know what you feel about that. Other than that, my time with you is over. Thank you for your time. I hope that this was valuable for you. And if you have to go back and listen to it again. I gave some really powerful advice that I really only share with my clients, and I want to share it with you because it's that important, and you are that important. I believe in you. You have a dream. You have a goal. You have desires. You want things. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, what you want. Because if you don't take steps to get it, it'll never come, right? But take steps to get it. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have it. And I want to help you get there. So thank you. Keep teaching. Keep learning. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.